The Group Violence Intervention Project launched Tuesday. State and local officials say it will identify groups of people most at risk for committing or being victims of gun violence, offer to connect them with social services, and set clear consequences for future violent behavior. David Kennedy of the National Network for Safe Communities pioneered the strategy and will provide technical assistance. He says law enforcement, social services, and community leaders must convey a consistent message to those identified as at risk.
We want you alive and safe. We don't want you in jail. We don't want you hurt. We want you to succeed, and there is a way that we will concretely help you right away if you want that. And there will be accountability for homicide and gun violence.
But University of Delaware sociologist Yasser Payne, who has studied violence in Wilmington, says group violence intervention's impact elsewhere has not been entirely positive.
I think GVI is a good thing if it does not come to Wilmington and lock a bunch of people up and displace them and not provide opportunities for them.
State Department of Health and Social Services plans to connect individuals identified by the project to services including food benefits, subsidized employment, and training. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.